This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind for another hour? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for that. We appreciate you, folks. We'll be at Big Iron tomorrow. We're going to stand for the flag. Yes, we are.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
And if you stand for the flag, we're going to throw you a flag cap on us. You want one of these caps, folks. That's right. We have two radio stations that are named the flag. That's how much we revere the flag, by golly. And this part of the world, you know, those spoiled brats at, you know, certain NFL teams, certain college football teams. I could go on, but I won't. You get the drift. Hollywood actors that don't stand for the flag, they don't speak for us. We stand for the flag here. And if you come by our booth in the Butler Building at Big Iron tomorrow, Wednesday or Thursday, and say, I stand for the flag. We're going to toss you a hat. Thanks to our friends at Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today. They can do it at Labor Masters. All right? See you there tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to have some fun out there in the all-new Butler Building. We're going inside. And they have green iron, too. Different shade of green.
Green, yeah. There you go.
Right, but it's innovation like you can't believe. Come see some of that fent iron. Wow. Week from today, we'll be on the farm, on the ranch, out there in New Salem. I'm going to bring my pick-em-up, the Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Throw you the keys for a little test drive, and we'll have some friends with us as well from ndforallenergy.com. And have a grand old time. And we're bringing the chow from PetroServe USA, too. So, should be great fun. We're going to the Stroman Ranch. Right, Todd? I always worry I'm saying that wrong. Stroman. Tomato, tomato. Todd.
Stroman. Yeah.
All right. And Mark Watney's here to finish our chat. And then we're going to talk with our friend Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform about how the Biden administration pays for the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And the farmers and ranchers, it's coming at your expense, which is why it's refreshing to see this new poll where 70% of Biden supporters say no, now is not the time for tax hikes. Anyway, Mark Watney, North Dakota Farmers Union, we didn't get a chance to finish on the other side of the break, and you were telling us a little bit about the efforts on market concentration. This is a huge pain point, and the techs are pouring in now saying, just fight on this hill. Die on this hill. Take this on. And you're hearing these folks, aren't you?
Yep, definitely are. And we plan to. I mean, it'll be a slow, slow process, but it's essential because, the primary focus right now is obvious in the beef cattle industry, but this is happening all over the place, from seed genetics to even our rail system. I mean, we only have four rails. We're captive shippers here in North Dakota. They basically charge us what they want. You look at the chemical companies where you have to use their products if you're going to use their genetics, and basically we don't have any control on our inputs, and we're getting less and less opportunity to purchase from who we may want to, and we have very little opportunity to sell to who we may want to. So we got to fix this. We got to take it on.
And you listed a number of things that are happening on that front. North Dakota is world leading. Coincidentally, Big Iron's coming up, right? We're going to be out there for 3 days. People come from all the world to learn from North Dakota about what the next thing in ag innovation will be. So we've been there, done that. If you had a magic wand, is it less regulation on processing so we're not beholden to the big four, two of whom are, you know, foreign-owned packers that have this grip right now and are paying these ridiculously low prices? Would it be, just to have actual true antitrust laws and take it on that way and be a trust buster, sort of like Teddy Roosevelt was? What's the quickest fix here, Mark?
Well, I'm a firm believer in the trust buster concept, because that's what it takes. And, you know, we've got a few startups here. We've got a couple of really innovative farm groups and individuals that are trying to put processing in. And, they're going to have trouble breaking into that market. So, if you don't break the guys up, we can't have that, capitalistic move to reestablish and compete with these guys. So we got to get it, even playing field. So, farmers and people that want to work for farmers can enter into the market.
Good stuff. Mark, stay in touch. Appreciate the efforts on all fronts. So nice talking about what's happening on E15 being available statewide now. The unleaded 88 push is great. That helps corn growers. Just know it. It helps Main Street, Castleton, Richardton, who, by the way, are doing a lot of innovation. The ethanol industry is leading on carbon capture. That is a game changer for energy and agriculture. And got an update there, and also talking about the drought situation. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Thank you.
Farmers Union President Mark Watney, our guest on What's On Your Mind. They'll be on Big Iron, too. Looking forward to that. Grover Norquist is the president for Americans Tax Reform, and ATR, Americans for Tax Reform, told us about a new Harris survey last week, and I said, we got to get Grover on to hear about this. 80-20. Nothing is 80-20 in politics, but guess what? 80% of Americans think it's a bad idea to raise taxes coming out of the COVID pandemic. Is that enough to stunt the growth and the evil plans of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, do you believe, Grover?
Well, it certainly helps when we talk to congressmen, both Republicans, to hold tight. And every single Republican is committed to voting against this massive collection of taxes. They keep changing what it is, but the answer is no. Good news is most Republicans in the House and the Senate, the vast majority, have signed the taxpayer protection pledge, which says no net tax increase. Nope. Answer's no. You want to do something, reform government to cost less. But going to Democrats, who have all the pressure from the labor unions and the trial lawyers and the very spending interests, they say, get us the money. And then they have to turn around to voters and taxpayers and explain what they're going to do to them. And we did this poll, asked this polling question. Do you think now is a good time or the right time? Should we be raising taxes now, given the strength of the economy, COVID? 3-4 months ago, the answer was 80 to 20 no. And we thought, well, you know, the establishment press has been out telling everybody that it's going to be paid by other people somehow. Maybe that number's changed. So we polled it again, 80-20. And as you pointed out, the vast majority of Biden voters also say this is not a good idea. And then we went deeper into that and said, well, what don't you like about it? People understand that if you raise the corporate income tax, right, that Biden wants you to believe that General Motors pays taxes. No, General Motors collects taxes from you when they sell you a car. Some of that money they send to Washington. But General Motors didn't pay those taxes. You did when you bought the car. It raised the cost of the car. People get that one of the reasons for inflation is when taxes go up, everything costs more because there's this, you know, it's not just wages and energy and primary products that go into something. It's also the taxes and the regulatory costs, delays and so on that the government puts in that make things cost more. People also understand that China has a lower corporate income tax than we do in the United States. And what the Democrats want to do is make us less competitive with China and Europe. This would be a tremendous, so it would kill jobs in the United States compared to other countries. It would raise our prices. And this is the corporate tax, right? This is the one that the Democrats tell you, not going to hit you. You don't pay this. Somebody else does. Somewhere between 50 and 70% of the corporate income tax is paid directly by workers in lower wages. How do you figure that out? Well, you just look at what happened when we cut the corporate income tax, and the median income wage in 2019, in that one year, 2019, second year of the tax cut, it went up 6.8% or $4,400. The dead center median income, which means tens of millions of people saw their wages go up by several thousand dollars in a year. And that's a sustainable wage increase. It's not like a one-off thing. This is what happened. Companies had more money. They invested it in ways to make people more productive, to make the company more productive, the workers more productive. And when people are more productive, you have to pay them more because they could go somewhere else and be more productive. this is extremely good news for taxpayers. I think that you've seen the Biden people begin to back off. Biden first ranted, we're going to get rid of the entire Trump tax cut. That's what we're going to do, get rid of the entire Trump tax cut. That would take our rate to 35%. Communist China's at 25. Europe's at 23.5. That would have taken us to 35 plus state and local, which takes up another 5 or 6 points, completely non-competitive. Then his staffers, after he said 51 times, we threw it up on our website months ago when he was running for president, but then his staff came and said, no, he meant 28, not 35, 28. Well, 28 still makes us less competitive than China, less competitive than Europe. And now they're talking 26.5. So they're coming down. Painful, stupid, and destructive is coming down to be slightly less painful. Our job is to take that to zero.
Yeah, to totally. And the incompetence of the administration and flat out just whatever it is. If it's intentional, it's incompetence. But the results of the decisions are everywhere. And hopefully awakening enough people for polls like this can make a difference. More with Grover Norquist on this battle for tax sanity when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck. Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need energy, and I'm not getting it from this song right now, just so you know. It's a lovely song. Who sings it?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, and a lot of talent there. But fill my bucket a little at the bottom of the hour, would you?
You got it.
Make it, you know. So I'm infused with energy that I don't get from coffee because I don't drink it.
I take requests. If I don't get them, you get what you get.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
And Kev,
I like the peppers on a Monday. That's a great song.
He takes your comments very seriously here, folks. So if you want to weigh in on the bumper mania, the bumper palooza for what's on your mind, you just text Kev 701-237-1590. Quick run through on the text. Dr. Atlas is right on. If everyone had that information on the vaccine, I'd get behind it 100%. Well, we ought to get behind it 100% for people who need it. And once again, Joe Biden is the gift that keeps on giving. Because last week, when he's saying, by the way, he took his mask down for 9/11, so I think we can all take our mask down. You see what he did? Some heckler was giving him the grief, so he pulled the mask down at the 9/11 event. And Biden's next to him looking like, what a schmuck. How did this guy work for me for 8 years? I can't even believe it. Just look at Biden's eyes and you know all you need to know about Joe Biden. But my favorite meme, I got to put it up. It's going to go up on our social media very shortly. Somebody photoshopped, because he took the mask down, a hand feeding him. Like, you can't make it up.
I got a meme coming that's going to go viral. I know it. I'm making it out of a picture from Weekend at Bernie's. The way you're going to die laughing.
I can't wait.
Love it.
It's, you know, his memes, the gift to keep on giving. Another texter says, the Democrats in China are trying to kill our youth with this opiate crisis. As if it's not hard enough for teenagers nowadays, they are trying to normalize the abuse of these drugs and make China happy. You have a hard time arguing with that. Texter says, narcotics. No, it was COVID overdose. Joking aside, even with the suppressed news, there's many stories about other causes of death written off as COVID deaths. There's people that believe flu disappeared last year. This, I believe, is the biggest scandal that needs to be investigated. Isn't it falsifying records, hospitals getting paid more for COVID deaths? All reasons why people don't trust the system. It needs to be talked about. Thank you. And that, another says, typically we would come down on the side of business implementing a policy, and if the employee doesn't like that, they can quit. The shot example is not the same, because you just can't go to another company, because chances are the shot policy will follow you. There is no science that says a previous COVID-positive patient benefits with getting a shot. Studies show the opposite. There's no science that says school-age kids should wear masks. Studies show the opposite. Educate yourself on a leaky vaccine. It causes the vaccinated to attach to the virus rather than repel it, because their viral load isn't any less than the vaccinated would spread the virus more. Look at the Israel studies. There's a lot out there. Vulnerable adults, meaning a condition that has you health suppressed, immunosuppressed, health vulnerable. They ought to get it. 16 above ought to get it. This creepy, everybody should get it. It's not America. It's not health freedom. It's not a doctor and a patient. What happened to HIPAA? Crying out loud. Back with Grover Norquist on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, where right now today you walk in any PetroServe, you're going to get great food, 4 for $4 deal, pizza, 2 fresh baked cookies, just like mom would make, and a drink, $4. It's a meal for $4, 4 for $4 everywhere. And if you want pizza tonight, how about Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $5? Any size fountain pop, 49 cents. Red Bull, 2 for $5. Pearson Nut Rolls, 2 for $1. And home cooking with Grab and Go Convenience, Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue North and I-29, NP Avenue, Glendon and Euland. Back with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. There is new news over the weekend on this front related to the tax plan. Most of it is being driven by the quest for spending that's already happened, and the new $3.5 trillion deal. Joe Manchin came out over the weekend as well, Grover, and said, nope, can't do it, won't do it. He's out on the $3.5 trillion. But if they make it $2.5 trillion, is he in? We can't breathe a sigh of relief on these deals that have been cut, or even what Manchin says, can we, Grover?
No. It is helpful that Manchin, who's in West Virginia and would someday like to be governor or senator, he's been governor before, he may want to be governor again or stay as senator. He can't vote for anything that looks like the Biden bill and remain in office or get elected again in West Virginia. And the same thing with the lady senator from Arizona. They're both looking at walking a plank if they vote for $3.5 trillion in taxes and $3.5 trillion in spending. I mean, more federal spending is something that you didn't do as an individual, your neighbor didn't do it, your town didn't do it, your county didn't do it, your state didn't do it. These are ideas that have been passed on by everybody except the Democrats in Washington, D.C. So this idea that there's some great demand for all these new spending programs, it's exactly the opposite. These are the things that people never wanted to do, which is why only the federal government is going to get stuck with the bill, because they can hide, or they're going to try and hide, who's paying for it. Good news, you know, look, this is still America. New Rasmussen poll just out recently, 52% of Americans still agree with Ronald Reagan's declaration that the 9 most scary words in the English language are, quote, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Yeah. Okay? So they kind of get that this is not necessarily something useful. We're now at 61% of Americans not paying federal income taxes in 2020. So the idea that somehow we're going to be shifting the tax burden onto higher income people or businesses, it just isn't true. That, one, it already happened to a certain extent. And two, companies collect taxes when they sell you things and they give the money to the government. Corporations don't pay taxes. The only reason they have corporate taxes is to hide that you pay it.
Well said. Dan in Fargo for Grover Norquist. Go, Dan.
Yes, sir. Excellent show. I always listen to Grover. I tell you, my angle on taxes is a further reduction. If we can unhook this dirty little secret of property taxes connected to our Social Security for teachers. Grover probably understands it's a matching contribution from the employee, the boss, and the worker for Social Security, okay? But when you extended Social Security to teachers, they forgot that the employer is a school district, a unit of government. They have no revenue. They're not in business. At least they shouldn't be unless you go private. So when you get a higher Social Security thing, and it's millions of dollars in payroll going to the feds every 2 weeks here in Fargo in North Dakota, you're going to bump it up on the whole tax picture.
Yeah, property taxpayers. Grover, 30 seconds for an answer here.
No, absolutely. Look, when the government gives you anything for any reason, it takes it from someone, and the government spends a lot of time hiding, disguising, making it difficult for you to figure out who's paying it. And the clearer it is who's paying for it, the less people are willing to pay. And that's why politicians like to launder money through Washington, then get to the states, then to the counties. And the counties, it's free money because the Fed stole it from you. Or the other way around. So the answer is no to higher taxes, and this Biden tax hike needs to be defeated so that we can then figure out where to move forward on taking apart some of the most ridiculous spending they've already passed.
Yes.
Trillions.
Yeah,
already.
It's bad. And we're glad you're on that front, Grover. Open microphone here anytime to rally the masses, to get engaged and do what we can do. We have the tools now to stop this, folks. A lot of good signs out there. Keep fighting, Grover. Thank you. Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas threatens the Gulf Coast with heavy rain. Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana are in its projected path, with the potential to drop 10 inches of rain in some areas. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said a hurricane watch was issued for the central portion of the Texas coast, with much of the state's coastline now under a tropical storm warning. Nicholas is expected to approach the middle Texas coast late Monday and could bring heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. The storm is currently over water, gaining strength in the western portion of the Gulf of Mexico. Republican candidate Larry Elder, who could unseat Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom in California's gubernatorial recall election, is already preparing to dispute the results with an escalating talk over voter fraud in the days leading up to the election. That'll take place on Tuesday. There is no election integrity laws in California, and the entire state is overwhelmingly run by Democrats. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on your mind? There you go. Thank you. Doobie Brothers.
Listen to the music.
Did they play the State Fair in Minnesota with Michael McDonald?
They did not play with Michael McDonald.
What happened?
He got sick or something.
Oh, is that right?
He didn't make the show. But they played, but he didn't make the show.
Are they touring anywhere else?
That's a good question.
Yeah, okay.
Find out.
Let's see here. Since we're getting a little thunderstorm in Bismarck, you should be playing some Thunderstruck. Bumper music.
That's easy.
Okay.
Done.
All right. Eric Clapton, After Midnight, another suggestion.
All right. Done.
Brandon Davis. Brandon Davis. More Than a Flag.
Ooh.
Love that idea.
See if we can dig that up.
Another texter says CDC and state health departments do not consider a person to be fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after the second shot. These scary stats they are pushing with unvaccinated people in the hospital include people who have only had one shot, and those who are less than 2 weeks past their second shot. On a ventilator a week after your first shot, that's an unvaccinated hospitalization, according to the fear pushers. It's really becoming sad to see what has happened. It really is. It's just sad. It's tragic, and it is causing fear. I have family members that are in the middle of this. I heard a 23-year-old person died. This is so avoidable. Why don't you just knuckle-dragging nutcases in North Dakota get your vaccine? It's like, really? Really? Has anybody done the math?
Math doesn't matter.
Nobody wants anybody to die. The vaccine is available thanks to Donald Trump and Warp Speed, and millions of lives will be saved. People that are health vulnerable, people that are 60 and above, people with heart disease and other issues, transplants, please take this seriously. Talk to your doctor. But the idea that everybody must be vaccinated, everybody, when kids are 10 times more likely to die from the flu than they are from COVID, that's creepy. And even the vaccinated, we now know, are susceptible to getting COVID. Even the vaccinated, the effectiveness is dropping. I am not an opponent of the vaccine. Hear me clearly. I am not an opponent of the vaccine. My wife has had it. The kids have had it. I'm one-shot Scott. I believe this is a decision for you and your doctor, not a politician, not Joe Biden or Doug Burgum, pleading, screaming, shaming. You see the results of that in North Dakota. You're going, whoa, wait a minute. South Dakota, Christy Noem says you decide. She's been vaccinated, but she says you decide. Health freedom. She said, I'm not going to stop a business. through an executive order telling them they can't do that. She's taken that position to say, you got to decide. Government doesn't need to tell more businesses what not to do. You just say, I am not an opponent of the vaccine for people who should get it and people that decide to get it. I am an opponent of creepy fear-mongering among politicians telling you, you must, you should, you shall, and pleading. That's not America. Get the facts because you're not getting them. I saw a study about ivermectin over the weekend in Africa. Unbelievable how many deaths that has prevented.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I did see that. Uganda.
Incredible.
Yeah.
They've done it country by country in Africa. Incredible. Now, what do you, if I already did. I asked the Department of Health in North Dakota, what do you recommend? Because Governor Burgum got a question. He was on the air. Guess what? Oh, do not do it. Do not do it. Do not take ivermectin. You will die. You are, people are ending up hospitalized because of ivermectin. Not, you know, talk to your doctor.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I just know what I see in statistics.
Well, and a lot of that's malaria therapy. I mean,
HCQ is.
Yeah.
Every veteran.
Hydroxychloroquine, malaria.
Ask all our Vietnam vets, God
South
bless
America,
them.
South America, not dealing with much either.
There you go. What's on your mind is going to be a big iron, my friends, and I can't wait to be a big iron. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, Cody Cashman is the CEO. He's a busy dude, and he's on the line now, they tell me. Cody, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Looking forward to another big iron. What are you most excited about? How's things looking out there?
I tell you what, I'm running around like crazy today. It's just been busy, 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 and I just got done meeting with some of your folks. Actually, they're out here doing a great job setting up the new Butler Arena. We're really excited. The display they have in here is just unbelievable with the new concrete floor. It just looks amazing.
It is a transformation of the Scholander Pavilion, which is right smack dab in the middle of the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. And I hope folks come by. There'll be green iron in there, just a different shade of green. But you'll want to check it out. A lot of egg innovation, a lot of fun. We'll be there all 3 days. Go inside this year. There's a little something new at Big Iron, so we're looking forward to that. And love the energy you brought to the fairgrounds and to Big Iron last year. Very bold for you to have Big Iron, but you plowed through. You and the egg commissioner, Doug Goring, said, no, we're doing this. We're going to have this. And, you know, this year now, you know, things are back in a lot of corners of North Dakota, but you're going to be back bigger than ever. What are folks going to notice about the fairgrounds? What's new? What's different? What will be the touches for Big Iron this year we'll most notice, Cody?
You know, I think that the new thing everybody's going to notice is, you know, like we mentioned, Butler Arena, obviously. But also, we've got way more exhibitors this year than we did last year. And I think a lot of people are going to be excited to see that it's kind of back to normal out here. One thing for sure is the food court is where it was last year. We moved it to the west side of the property along with Acme Tool and the Red River Farm Network, and those folks are all out there. So we're trying to expand the grounds, make it bigger and better every single year, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, that is, that's great. And you have visitors from all across the globe that come in for Big Iron. I mean, this is a magnet of people who come because, really, this is like, what could I equate it to? You hear a lot about Silicon Valley and California and all the Googles and the Facebooks and all the innovation that happens out there on the technology side. North Dakota is the Silicon Valley of ag innovation. I mean, you look at the Grand Farm that's going on right now. You look at the history with Steiger Tractor and Bobcat. And, you know, we replaced the wheelbarrow in North Dakota, for crying out loud, right? We've all this ag innovation that happens with Phoenix International and John Deere and Barry Batchelor and his son, and I mean, it's incredible what happens in the way of egg innovation, and that is celebrated every year at Big Iron with people coming from all across the world, right, Cody?
That's absolutely right, and actually, if you come out this year, you're going to see some demonstrations. They actually have a combine that drives itself, which is a big deal. They've been working on for years, and looks like they finally have got it. We've got bleachers out there. We've got people movers that will take you out to the field demonstration area, and you can watch this combine drive itself. It's unbelievable. I mean, you talk about innovation and technology. Like you said, this is the spot for it. If you want to see some real technology, this is the spot to see it.
And if you can't make it for Big Iron, I'll weep for you because we'd like to see you. You can be there tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday. But there's plenty of reasons to come to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds all year long. And that corn maze you're planning and the pumpkin patch is phenomenal. I know you've been out there working on that, but tell folks a little bit about where and when that's going to happen.
This guy, you're 100% right. I just got finished up yesterday. My wife, my whole family, kids, we're all out there getting it finalized because, as you know, we opened this Friday. So we've been focused on Big Iron, and we wanted to make sure we got everything done for the corn maze. And it's ready to rock. It is phenomenal. 10 acres. And we've got a lot of cool things out there for kids to see and do. And well, at least three food vendors, maybe four, it looks like. We're going to have music. It's going to be a great time. Everybody's going to love it. You know, when I got here, I couldn't believe there wasn't a whole lot to do in the fall. And being a agricultural state like we are, I thought, man, we got all this land. Let's have a corn maze, and why not a pumpkin patch? So we've got the pumpkin patches ready. The pumpkins are growing. They look good. We were weeding yesterday all day, hot and sweaty, but we got it done. It looks great.
That's wonderful. You're a great match for a great fairgrounds, and so much happening all year long, and certainly it's great to have the energy, too, for Big Iron. Such a tradition, such a wonderful event this year. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then right into the corn maze and the pumpkin patch. And how long are you going to go about it? All the way through Halloween on that?
That's right. We go to the 31st. The pumpkin patch opens up October 1st, and we go all the way to the 31st. Really excited to have that opportunity for people and families to come out and pick their own pumpkin in the field instead of getting it at the store.
Love it. Thanks, Cody. We'll see you out there.
All right. See you this week.
You bet. Butler Buildings, where we'll be, folks. Butler Ag, Butler Machinery, right square in the middle of Big Iron. So come on and check us out. Texture says, hey, Scott, how come when you conservatives disagree with Biden, how can you call yourself patriots? But we disagreed with Trump and we were called unpatriotic.
No, I never called anyone unpatriotic. I don't think we did.
I don't recall calling anybody unpatriotic either. Called you wrong. You know, and by the way, most of the opposition to Donald Trump was personal. Orange man, evil, nutcase, right? I mean,
the orange orangutan.
Right. And a lot of it was questioning his cognitive ability. Does anybody question Donald Trump's cognitive ability anymore with a straight face?
No.
When we have somebody that is, you know, clearly diagnosable in his cognitive decline. I mean, it's like elder abuse right now. Now, again, I don't think it's good business to call anybody unpatriotic. And I'll say this. It's real easy behind the microphone to get a little revved up and name call and say things. I try very hard not to do that because I don't think you influence anybody's opinion when you name call. But I must say, for liberals to lecture conservatives about name calling is rich. It's rich because, well, I'll call myself a prime example. I write a column every week, and just go look at the comments on the forum Facebook page or look at the letters to the editor. You goon! You hypocrite!
And that's the problem.
I wrote a whole column about this weekend.
Egg-throwing people, screaming, and that's the problem. Charlie Kirk has said it best. We cannot have a conversation anymore in this country. We can't have a debate. They won't have it. There's no questions. We're walking away. We know better. You know, whatever. Off they go. Can't have a debate. Can't have a conversation anymore.
Do you see the lady in a gorilla costume?
That's what I'm talking about. Craziness. Plus California, too.
So. I realize that, but a woman, a white woman,
mm-hmm.
with a gorilla mask on.
A black-faced gorilla mask.
Black-faced gorilla. Accosted Larry Elder, who's a Republican candidate for governor.
Took a swing at a security guy.
In California.
Yep.
You know, calling him everything in the book. Imagine... roles reversed there. Some conservative, I happen to be white, with a gorilla mask on, taking on somebody. I mean, think about that.
I find it erotic.
A black candidate for governor in California.
And I find it erotic that she couldn't hit anybody with the egg and she was standing 3 feet from all of them.
Good point. Yeah. But she didn't stop trying.
No, she didn't.
That's for sure.
Missed them all.
We're going to go to South Dakota. Call her about the cattle industry. Love hearing from our ranchers. When we come back on What's On Your Mind, we're brought to you by Patriot Mobile, brand new sponsor. I'll tell you about them when we come back, too, on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Lifetime protection at no extra cost. Schwann, where your warranty is for a lifetime. For over 20 years, customers kept coming back to Schwann Buick GMC and Cadillac. Exceptional service, that lifetime powertrain warranty on Buick's GMCs, and most of the late model used vehicles as well. Free service loaners and so much more. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, how about this? We love new sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Love, 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 love new sponsors. You ready for this, guys? We welcome Patriot Mobile to the What's On Your Mind family.
Beautiful.
I love the folks at Patriot Mobile because they are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Do you know that? And they offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. The Hannon family has made the switch to Patriot Mobile. And they have a plan to fit any budget. 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. I love the fact they share our values and they support organizations that fight for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Ask Patriot Mobile who they support, and you're going to find out the same people we support. Ask Verizon. Hey, do you guys support the sanctity of life, religious freedom, constitutional rights? Do you donate money to these folks? Oh, they're about as woke comes. I'm just sorry. I'm not giving money to people that do that anymore. I'm not going to do it. We work too hard for our money to give it to people who turn around and fund things we don't care about. Or worse than that, just assault what we care about. So if you find yourself just turning on the news and feeling hopeless, from open borders to spending gone crazy and more mandates and lockdowns, inflation, Afghanistan, and say, what do I do? There's something you can do. Buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Stick together. In this case, there's a company that has said, we'll stand with you and have been since 2012. They're not some fly-by-nighter. So here's what you do. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. You get a free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts, which we had a few in our family. Time to support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT. I love bold companies that stand up like that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Morristown, South Dakota we're going to next. Are you in the cattle industry? Is that what my super producer tells me?
Yes, come on.
You're on. I'm glad you're in the cattle industry. It's a tough time right now. Tell us what's on your mind.
First, I want to say, you know, we can only die on one hill, and that's got to be the election integrity. But then in the cattle industry, yeah. The NCBA just told us last week that August 31st, Washington struck down the navigable waters protection rule, which was put in place in 2020 by Trump to protect us from the votes or the waters of the USA rule. And Washington just, you know, turned that around. And now we've got the EPA able to reach out and just grab all the land they want again. And there wasn't anybody stood up against that, as far as we know. Another point I'd like to bring up is the checkoff. We have until October 3rd to sign a petition drive, but don't. If you signed it, don't sign it again, because then you'll get thrown out. But it's to bring when the beef checkoff was established, I believe in the rules that was supposed to come up for a vote every 5 years, and we haven't voted on it since it came into existence, which was over 30 years ago. So we have a chance to. Maybe if we get that signed, they need a lot of signatures to bring that back to the producer referendum.
And I know that's something that is controversial even in the beef world. I always say this. I wish we'd get cattle producers to say, pick one thing. And I love that about your earlier comment as well. If you got to pick a hill to die on, you don't fix elections. Nothing else matters, because then they'll continue putting in whoever they want to put in. Good points. Appreciate the call. A 45-year-old woman calls me a book hoarder because I have a home library. That makes me sad indeed, says one of our listeners. You're not a book hoarder. You're expanding your world. Here's a caller came in off the air. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
Your credibility is shot. You hypocrite. You took the shot at advising others you shouldn't and freedom and all this other crap. And by the way, the drug deal... treat it like it did in downtown Manila, the Philippines. That'll straighten it right out. End of story. Thank you.
All right. I want to be clear. I'm not saying anybody should do anything other than talk to their doctor and decide for themselves. So no radio talk show host should be the one that tells you whether you get the shot or not. That's as stupid as anything I've ever heard in my life. And I've said it over and over again. I am wanting to be clear. That it makes sense to me that someone that has diabetes, heart disease, all kinds of conditions, is 60 or over, that is how the shot saves lives. That's where you thank Donald Trump. I had one shot, Pfizer, and stopped because my doctor said, hey, I understand why you're concerned about what you've heard from a former Pfizer employee. You got 50% of the protection. Work on your immune system. That's a decision I made. So fire away on every nasty thing you want to say about me. I think I've been quite clear on it. Gotta go, but we'll do it all over again tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks for listening. See you. Hey, did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems, except for Midco. It's one of the few systems in the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.